Hi, my name is John.
And my name's Chris.
And this is Stay on Target. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Stay on Target. We are your hosts. You can find us on Twitter at
ChrisWright250
and JohnWright777 and always online at StayOnTargetPodcast.com. All right, Chris.
What up?
This week on the podcast.
Yeah.
We're actually going to be talking about something crazy that happened.
Crazy.
This was nuts. I was shocked.
Shocked.
So there for I guess, how long has this been going on with
what are you talking about?
Oculus Rift. Oh. How long have they been in development? How long have gamers been pumped up about this thing?
I don't know if gamers have ever been pumped up about it, but it's been in development for a long time.
That's true. Okay, so they've been working on this thing, this VR headset, virtual reality headset, for a long time. And then all of a sudden, Facebook buys it.
Facebook buys it.
Zuckerberg steps in, says, whoa, enough, guys.
Yep.
I'm going to buy this thing.
Yep.
This thing is too cool for school,
just
and I'm
happened.
Going to buy it.
Yep.
Okay, so
this
anyway.
This is too cool for all you schmucks to have it. I'm going to buy it for myself.
All I want is all the toys in the world. You know that Instagram thing? I bought that too.
He's like, what was the bad guy on Lego Movie? What was his name? Mr. Business?
It was Business something. It was Lord Business.
Lord Business.
That's what it was.
That's who Zuckerberg is. He's Lord Business. Coming in and taking everyone's toys.
Oh, man. As long as he doesn't like make Taco Tuesday a real thing.
Yes.
That would not be fun.
Was it Taco Tuesday on Wednesday?
No, it was Taco Tuesday, man. It was just Taco Tuesday.
What's Taco Tuesday on Wednesday?
I don't know what Taco Tuesday on Wednesday
is. That's another reference that I don't remember what it's for, actually.
This sounds very strange, Chris.
All right.
If anyone knows what that reference is, you can tell us.
Yes, tweet at me at ChrisWright250.
And tell him how crazy he is for connecting those two dots. All right, anyway, before we get into all of that,
the news!
The news!
All right, John. So we have four news items today.
There's not a plethora of news going on.
Yes.
I feel like.
But we haven't done it in a while.
Well, we haven't done it in a while, but I feel like everybody's like holding back some news for like, Comic Con and like E3 all of these. Like, everybody's holding this back.
I guess that could be a fifth news item.
That's true.
Microsoft is kind of just like let loose that they're going to have a lot of E3 content. Actually, what they've said is they have so much content they're trying to fit into their press release. Not press release.
Like
their press conference.
Yeah.
Their 90-minute press conference that they're having to like move things around and like kick out executives that are going to talk and stuff like that.
Literally like get out there and they're going to have like one of those hatches in the floor that drops out whenever like you get over your time limit.
Yes.
And these developers are going to be standing on this hatch knowing that the whole time.
I think it's just going to be a highlight reel is what it's going to be.
Awesome.
It's a bunch of game trailers, nonstop game trailers for like half an hour.
Why wouldn't we know that?
It's going to be a scroll. Kind of like a credit scroll at the end of movies, but just like with all the news announcements.
I feel like it would be handled better if it was like the Star Wars thing, like the how the intro to every Star Wars movie, it rolls away from you in space.
Pretty slow though.
That's true.
They wouldn't get as much across. What if they put all the news that they have to announce all on one screen, and then they like put it up for like just like 2.5 seconds, like flash it real fast.
Dude, you know that app, the like read
Snapchat?
Faster app?
Yeah, oh,
no, the
no,
read
no, no.
Faster app, whatever that one is, where it's like they flash the different words on your screen for
the
like
speed reading app.
Yeah, where it's like they can tell you like 250 words per minute. What if they did that for their entire press conference? It was just blip, 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 and if you blink, you lose it. It's just like, what's going on? Did I just read that right? Titanfall is gonna blow up the Earth. I don't know. I don't know where that.
That's
came
the news
from.
That they're gonna release. This game you all have been playing has actually been building a giant bomb. It's going to explode the Earth.
Let's hope not. Let's hope that doesn't happen.
All right, so what kind of news we have?
All right, so first of all, we have Wolfenstein, which is some pretty funny news in my mind.
I think there are several funny newses.
Okay.
Newses?
Newses?
News. News. News reports.
There's multiple newses out there. Oh geez! All right, so Wolfenstein. They have a. They have
the Panzerhund edition.
The Panzerhund edition, which just if you just say that Panzerhund, it just makes you laugh, makes you chuckle.
Yes.
Even though I think it's something in the game that can kill you, it still makes you chuckle because the name is funny.
Yes, Panzerhund. Basically a collector's edition.
Yes, it's a collector's edition. It's $100.
Yep.
And it's like, whenever I first saw that the collector's edition was $100, it's like, hey, yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Dude, it looked amazing. It's like, you get a statue. You get some patches.
Some postcards from you know, the alternate timeline or whatever.
Yes, that's what it was. That's cool.
Yeah, the alternate 1960s timeline or whatever it is. Yeah, so.
Super cool.
Yeah. Okay, so those things all come in it, but the mysterious thing that does not come in it is the game.
Yeah.
That's whenever I was like, I'm out. I can't buy this.
It's one of the weirdest special editions I've ever seen in my life. It's like collector's edition.
Yeah, and
there's only 5,000 of them.
It's the Wolfenstein collector's edition, and it doesn't have Wolfenstein in it.
Nope.
Doesn't have the game in it.
It has a box, a game box.
Yeah, it has the steelbook case, but the steelbook case, empty.
Yeah, no disc.
You've got to fill your own disc in there. It's very strange.
It's pretty lame.
It's very strange. I feel like it's like getting a Lego set with the directions to the Lego set, but no Legos.
Yeah, exactly. It is. That's what it's like.
It's like getting the computer, which is the shell of the computer, the programs and things, but no hard drives.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
No motherboard.
So what was their explanation for this?
Okay, the explanation for this is possibly even weirder. It's like they wanted to save you money because you have to buy it directly like from them or whatever.
The collector's edition.
Right. And so they wanted to save you money on shipping. But it's like if it was in a GameStop, you wouldn't have to pay for shipping anyway.
Right.
So I don't understand it. Maybe it's just, I don't know. I feel like you have to like have been in that conference meeting to understand it.
Okay, they're sitting around the table. I know what we do, guys. We sell a collector's edition, but we don't put the game in it. And they're like,
Yes, sounds great.
All the yes men around the room just
Oh yeah, sounds good. Yeah. We can do that.
Yeah. I feel like that guy, I don't know, it's just very strange to me. Just a very like, who is the genius idea to sell something that's supposed to be the best edition of something, but it actually doesn't have the something that you're selling?
It's like if we got Justin Timberlake's album and it was the CD and the insert and maybe even some kind of sticker,
but no music,
no CD.
Or if it had the CD in it but it didn't have music on it, you'd burn it, your own like CD on it, like it's just a DVR with a label.
Yes. And you secretly put Sir Mix-a-Lot on it,
right,
and sell it to your buddy
as Justin Timberlake's album.
Yes.
Okay, so here's my thing also. It's like the idea of like packaging this all, like what if you buy it digitally? You don't actually, I mean, you're still getting the collector's.
Maybe that's why they do it. I don't know.
I feel like that could be a thing.
that's
the most logical reason I can think of.
That's a good conversation. Let's launch into this for a second.
Okay.
Because I have thought about this before. As things move to digital, like we bought Titanfall digitally.
Right.
And anymore, the only reason to get me to buy things physically is for the collector's edition, so like South Park, which I don't even know if that was available digitally.
I don't know either.
Anyway,
physical goodies.
Physical stuff. Yeah. So like this is what the game developers are going to have to start doing possibly is like saying, hey, you can get your collector's edition stuff. Because before, like the digital collector's edition of Ghosts was the game and then just the digital content.
It's pretty lame. But it also had like extra content, like extra patches and stuff. But it's like stuff that didn't actually matter. And it's like not things that you could display. Like whenever the game is like, whenever that game moves on and you buy the next Call of Duty, it's not like you can display those things on a shelf and go, boy, that was awesome.
Right.
You know, because they're digital.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So who knows what kind of solution we'll come up with. But because physical like collector's editions are a big thing.
Yeah.
Like people like them.
Yeah.
The kids at home, they like those.
Yes, the kids at home, they like that stuff.
And so they're gonna have to come up with some kind of solution for that.
Yeah. All right, so moving on to the next piece of news. We have Titanfall banning players. They have begun banning players from the PC version, and this also coincides...
And Xbox One.
Well, the Xbox One version, yes, but it also coincides with the new reputation that's going on with Xbox.
The new reputation system. Yeah, yes. I guess before the reputation system didn't work, it was just inoperable, and it just said everyone was good.
You mean in Xbox 360?
No.
Or Xbox One?
The Xbox One up until this point.
Well, up until this point, like people were getting, they were getting degraded. I think they're like, their reputation was actually going down, but nothing was done about it. There was no consequences to having a poor reputation.
Well, now like Xbox is putting like the people with bad reputations, they're getting stuck like playing with other people with
bad reputations. Yeah, there's like four levels of it.
But Titanfall is taking this to the next level, where people who are being banned can still play the game, right? Mm-hmm.
So here's the quote. It's the question on the FAQ page. There's, so what happens if I get banned? And Titanfall says, great news. You get to keep playing Titanfall. Less great news, you only get to play with other cheaters. You can play with other banned players in something that will resemble Wimbledon of aimbot contests. Hopefully, the aimbot cheat you paid for is really the best, or all those all cheater matches will be very frustrating for you. Good
is this
luck.
A permanent ban?
Yeah, I think it is.
Banned?
I really said banned. Is this a permanent ban? As in, like, you know, does this mean? Like,
yes, is this a permanent ban?
Yes, it's a permanent ban. As far as I understand,
so they can't ever crawl out of the mire of this ban.
I mean, I feel like if you're gonna cheat, you're kind of like,
that's true.
You're asking for it.
Yeah, you're bringing it on yourself. Oh yeah, for sure.
You know, and what's interesting is, like, it's like, now that we have these consequences, it'll be interesting to see how that goes. Because a lot of times, like, with other games, they wouldn't actually do anything about them, really. They would just kind of, like, ban them for a couple of weeks, and then they'd be back in. So it's like, you still had to deal with the occasional match where it's like, that guy obviously has an aimbot.
Right.
But it's like, I feel like this, it's at least going to have some serious consequences where it literally just gets him out of all the regular, like, serious gamers' way.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, all the cheaters can just, you know, huddle over in the corner.
So on unrelated news, but kind of related. Okay. I've decided I'm going to get all the achievements in Titanfall. I'm going for all the achievements in South Park and all the achievements in Titanfall.
You're literally just like booking yourself, double booking yourself, Chris.
Double booking?
You're double booking.
Yes.
But I guess they're different consoles, so
different consoles. I can't go. Actually, the other night I did play them at the same time.
At the same time.
I was sitting, yes, in a Titanfall matches, and between matches, I'd switch over to the 360 and play some South Park, press pause, go back to the Xbox One and play the next match.
That sounds
Titanfall.
Awesome. That it sounds like amazing. A great night.
Yes. You know you have a problem whenever you play two games at once on two different consoles.
In two different rooms? Do you have them in two different rooms,
no,
or in the same room?
Same room.
Okay,
same
so you literally
room.
Just switch inputs. Okay,
yes,
that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've also gone to second gen, right?
What?
You've gone to the next gen in
yeah,
Titanfall.
Yeah.
Like, yes. That happened the other night, too.
The other night.
I did, too.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Find us on Titanfall.
Yes, find
us on Titanfall. Play with us. Stardust 250. 250 is me.
And Labella 6 is me.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So next piece of news. The Last of Us is coming to the PS4.
Dude, I am so excited about this. This
great.
Is why. The one thing that I regretted not having a PS3 for were the exclusives. And, you know, like on all the Uncharted series, the entire thing. I played Golden Abyss. Or wait, no. Yes. That was the Vita one. I played whatever was on Vita, and it was amazing. And I've played them a little bit, but not like I haven't played the whole game. Just pieces here and there. And but the other one was The Last of Us. It came out at the end of last year.
Yeah,
it was basically
like,
the last like big PS3 exclusive.
Right.
And I'm super pumped. It's basically kind of like they did with
Tomb Raider.
Mm-hmm. And only with The Last of Us. And,
what's interesting
I'm excited.
Is we had a podcast about like whether or not they would do these updated versions of games and whether they would bring out like potentially BioShock Infinite.
Right. I think they will. Like, it doesn't make any sense to have a game of the year, quote unquote, game of the year edition, and not bring it to next gen consoles.
Agreed. Agreed.
Especially when, like, the thing is, like, they already have the PC version of these games made. So,
yeah.
Like, these consoles we have now are even closer to being PCs than last gen, okay? And the updated graphics aren't a problem because they're already created for the PC version that they created.
Just, this is true.
You know, copy and paste onto.
I'm not sure it's that simple.
It's not that simple, but you know, like it's easier than
right
creating this from scratch.
Right, and it's like, and I feel like, especially with BioShock, now that developer has kind of moved on and Irrational Games has done some different stuff with their like infrastructure and things. Why wouldn't they, you know, go ahead and put that out?
Yeah, so. I'm sure 2K has had some kind of studio working on a Game of the Year edition, like basically, you know, porting this to PS4 and Xbox One. But that's not what we're talking about right now.
Right.
We're talking about, you know, like just The Last of Us.
The Last of Us.
And I'm super excited for that. It won a lot of Game of the Year awards last year. If you haven't played it, this is definitely a great chance to play it. And if you have a PS4, and like I didn't have a PS3, but I have a PS4, so I'll be playing it.
For sure.
I may even loan you my PS4. Ooh. So that you can play this game.
Ooh, I would enjoy that for sure. And I also need to borrow that sucker so I can play some Killzone or something too.
That's true.
So
yes, yes.
Maybe it's like a whole weekend. Just let me have it for a weekend and I'll play through these games and make it happen.
There you go.
All right, so we have one last piece of news and then I have a notable mention.
Ooh,
okay.
All right.
So the last piece of news that we have here is Fez is coming to PS3, PS4, and the Vita.
Yep.
No Xbox One.
No Xbox One. But it's awesome that it's coming to those platforms. And they've been working on that for a while.
Right.
I don't know, is it PlayStation exclusive and it's never coming to Xbox One, or they just haven't released it yet?
Well, I feel like they haven't released it yet. Well, it's like Fez is on Xbox 360. But it's like that developer didn't really like the way that Microsoft like was
That's
charging
true.
Him for all those things.
I can't
things.
Really see him like doing anything with Microsoft.
I agree.
Again.
I feel like with as much of a grief as he gave Microsoft over that whole deal, I feel like he probably isn't going to bring it out on Xbox One.
That's a good point. Yeah. So anyway, okay. If you have a PS3, PS4, or Vita, Fez is out. You can go play that.
Do it. Make it happen. It's a great game. All right. Notable mention here. We've got a bit of comic notable mention is what I was going to. It's Francis Manapul and Brian Buccellato are about to take over the reins of Batman.
The main series.
No, not the main series. It's the Detective Comics side.
Nice.
So it's like those are the two. It's Detective Comics and then the Batman are the two kind of like main Batman comics. And so they're taking over that one. And I've seen some of the art. They've been kind of like dripping out some of what they've
Francis
got coming
Manapul
up.
Did the Flash. Just got done with his run on the Flash.
They both did that and they stopped that in November. They have a really cool art and storytelling style. It's going to be really interesting to see them take over The Dark Knight.
That's awesome.
So that comes out, I do believe, next week. So
that's amazing.
Wednesday.
That's cool.
And you can check out John's comic run whenever I cover that. I'll give it a quick review in that week's episode.
You can find that on stayontargetpodcast.com.
Absolutely.
Cool.
That's the news.
All right, now we come to our main topic.
Yep. I wish we were sitting here looking like Daft Punk. Like, that's what I wish. Like, for this topic, I wish I was like...
Like Jody LaForge.
Yeah, I wish I had like a big, big headset, VR headset on or something.
Yes.
You know?
Maybe something that says Facebook on it.
Or something that has Oculus Rift by Facebook.
Yes.
Or brought to you by Zuckerberg.
Yes.
Zucker, I don't know. I was going to like make a joke and like combine his name with Oculus Rift somehow, but it didn't work.
Virtual Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg.
You're going to be the first app on this. You get to have a day in the life of Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, it's like it literally like he's got Google Glass on and streams like what he's seeing and hearing to your Oculus Rift.
I don't think he's a fan of Google.
He might not be a fan of Google.
You know, the Google Plus thing.
That's true.
They with their circles.
With their circles.
They try to invade on their territory there.
Well, it's also like, I feel like because like in order to do things on YouTube, you have to be a member of Google
Plus. Oh my gosh. You don't even get me started on that. You have no idea how much I hate Google Plus. Just the fact I have to be on it. Because now I'm on, like I'm on YouTube and I have to have Google Plus. I've got like all these Google Plus invites, friend requests and stuff like that. I don't want to be your friend on Google Plus. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry if that
offends you.
I'm going to send you one, Chris. I'm going to send you a request.
No, I will deny it.
I'm your friend.
Yeah, I know that, but I will not. Not on Google Plus, you're not.
Not in your circles.
This is the thing. I started going through Google Plus one day. Mm-hmm. I was just clicking through. I'm like, oh, yeah, I have all these friend requests. Start adding people. And it kept popping up like, add this person and add this person. I'm like, this is too hard. I don't want to add all these people. Because if I start with a few people, I'm just going to keep going until everyone I know is connected on Google Plus, and then I'm not going to post anything ever.
But it's like they're also connected on Facebook, so why do you need the next thing?
You don't.
I mean,
that's why I'm not doing it.
It's not. It doesn't even bring anything to the table. Like whenever we had MySpace back in the day,
I don't have room in my life.
And there was
Facebook, another social media platform.
That's true.
Which we will talk about that a little bit later.
Yes.
With
yes.
the Oculus Rift. So the Oculus Rift.
Okay.
VR headset. For those who don't know, was being developed. It's a VR headset. It's been in development for the past few years. It's finally getting up to where like people are
excited
about it. Yeah,
and it's like it's the one that is on that is the most advanced. It is the one on the forefront of this technology.
Enough so that both Sony and Microsoft have developed virtual reality. Versions of their own, basically,
right.
And I think like,
and there was like
Sony's even shown theirs off,
right.
to some media, people in the media,
yeah, and it's like, and there were game developers that were excited about like doing things on
Marcus,
it, yeah.
person,
Notch.
Yeah, Notch was going to put Minecraft on it, and now he's not. So anyway, what happened this week was Facebook bought Oculus Rift for $2 billion. Like, it was like...
$2 billion.
It was, I think, $400 million in cash and 23.1 million in Facebook shares. Or 20... No, sorry. 23.1 million Facebook shares.
Dude, that's a lot of shares.
A lot of shares. I didn't even know there's that many Facebook shares out there. Maybe I'm just... I don't even...
Maybe they're... Listen.
I don't do any stock
trading.
Maybe
they're not talking about, like, stocks. Maybe they're talking about, like, keep people clicking the button of share. Like, you know how you buy shares... On like or like buy likes from people and things.
Yeah, maybe that's not
Facebook what can sell all the shares. No, they're talking about. But here's that they want
because they're unlimited.
They control all of
and
the
they
shares.
Don't really exist. The press release from Facebook said, while the applications for virtual reality technology beyond gaming are in their nascent stages, several industries are already experimenting with the technology, and Facebook plans to extend Oculus's existing advantage in gaming to new verticals, including communications, media and entertainment, education, and other areas. Given these broad potential applications, virtual reality technology is a strong candidate to emerge as the next social and communications platform. Zuckerberg said, by feeling truly present, you can share unbounded spaces and experiences with the people in your life. Imagine sharing not just moments with your friends online, but entire experiences and adventures.
So essentially, Zuckerberg wants to virtual hug everyone, and that's why he bought the Oculus Rift.
On their Facebook page, they also said Facebook understands the potential for VR. Mark and his team share... Wait, no, this is Oculus. Founder Palmer Luckey, sorry. Facebook understands the potential for VR. Mark and his team share our vision for virtual reality's potential to transform the way we learn, share, play, and communicate. Facebook is a company that believes that anything is possible with the right group of people, and we couldn't agree more. So they've now entered. This is what is strange to me is Facebook has now, with this purchase, entered the gaming space. They now own a gaming console. That's what this is.
Yeah.
Whether it will remain that, I guess we'll see.
Yeah. So, okay. So people were wondering, hey, what does this mean for Oculus? What does this mean for this thing that we've been super excited about? Gamers have said, you know, it's like, oh, what's going to happen now? And the very first thing that happened was Notch from Minecraft, who was like set to do it on this, was set to like, you know, come out with, I mean, that would be super awesome, like running around with a VR headset
on.
Look
around,
you know,
you can see the creeper coming at you and run this way.
And then get blown up, you know, and in all of its, you know, bitty glory. But it's like his quote was, Facebook creeps me out. And so he says, you know, he says basically that hey, you know, all the best to Oculus and all the best to Facebook, but we're out.
But see ya.
We're not doing this anymore. We don't trust it.
Yeah.
And so, like, I mean, I feel like that's, you know, that might be something that, like, especially indie developers, you know, can do. Because it's like Facebook seems to, like, just gobble up all of these things that are either competitors, because why wouldn't you buy all of your competitors?
Right.
Or it always seems to, like, you know, just
well,
acquire
this is,
things.
This is what's confusing to me is that they, you know, like, they bought things before, like, they own Instagram. They bought Instagram, and they basically left Instagram alone.
Right.
And let it do its own thing, and it even adopted some of the things that Instagram was doing, like hashtagging and stuff like that.
And it integrates really well with Instagram now. Like, you take a photo, and it actually shows up in your newsfeed as, like, a small thing. So it's like, it there are lots of good things that have happened from things that they've acquired.
Yeah, and so I guess – but I guess my point is so there's a good and bad side. So, like, you know, you look at Instagram, they've basically left it alone. So that means they will probably leave Oculus Rift's team alone is what you assume.
You would hope.
At least for a while.
Yeah.
The other side of this is buying things like Instagram makes sense.
Yeah.
It integrates with their social platform. It does photos better than they do. It's a competitor. And like you said, and it makes sense. Oculus Rift was neither a competitor. It's not anything that they do currently. It doesn't do anything better than they do.
No.
And it's an entirely...
Other than virtual reality, which they don't do anyway.
At all. But it's an entire, like, different thing. Like, it's gaming. It's not social media.
Okay, see, but the thing is, like, and what kind of freaks me out, what kind of, like, what's interesting about what Zuckerberg said and what the Facebook, like, what they were talking about, They like the fact that you're on your phone and you're literally looking at a screen all day long, either your phone or your, like, you know, your work computer. Like, they yeah. want you to be connected, to be plugged into their social network, be integrated there all the time. Like, think about every website now has the Facebook share button.
Right.
And so, like, but the only thing that doesn't is, like, your consoles and things. I mean, I almost think that that's almost where they might be
but
going.
But it does. Like, PS4, you post, like, right now, you like, yeah, that's the true. Only places you can
the
post.
The share button.
Like, yeah, the share button.
Oh, my gosh.
You can push that straight to Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, so they already kind of have that space, but that's also sharing things. This is, you know, like, taking a platform and, like, hey, this is Facebook. I guess what confuses me about their messaging is, like, what are they hoping to do with this? You know, they want to expand the Oculus Rift's purpose into social media somehow.
That's what it seemed like, and that's what it seems like from his statement. It seems like he wants he sees some sort of a potential for virtual reality in other things. So it's like, I mean, I don't know where this is going. This is getting very sci-fi. It's like,
yeah,
I mean, if it's like social,
to,
like, what does this mean?
Talking to a friend, it was Lee Cheeks. We've talked about him before.
Lee Cheeks
said some. He had his Oscar picks.
Yeah.
But he was like, is this going to end up being like Surrogates, that movie with Bruce Willis? You know, like, you
plug in and
yeah, you plug in like your entire life. It's like you said. Okay, so you said, you know, Facebook's goal is to have you connected to them.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's what the goal of any social network would be.
Your phone, you can get Facebook on your car dashboard now.
Yeah.
You can get a, you know, share straight to Facebook from your console. Like, you're on your, or you can be communicated with via Facebook no matter where you are,
mm-hmm.
on any device that you want.
Mm-hmm.
And that this, like, so say it was that kind of situation where you're just like, you just live your life
VR
with these headphones, or not headphone, headset on. VR headset, and that's who you are. That's your identity.
You go to school in the headset.
Like, there are people who lose themselves in social media. Like, they their whole life is about, like, getting likes and, you know, like, how many subscribers you have on YouTube, how many Twitter followers you have. Like, and if those platforms were gone, who are they? Who knows? Like, because they live their life vicariously through these social media platforms by projecting the image they want people to see.
Which, by the way, taking a selfie.
Oh,
I got to turn it on the side here. Oh, yeah. That's right. It's
cool.
A podcast selfie.
Going up on Facebook right now.
Right now, literally, as we we talk about this.
So, you know, like, if they take the same approach to VR as they have to everything else.
They're going to want you to be plugged into this thing all the time. Or they're at least going to want this to, like, you to be plugged into them while you're gaming.
Right.
Like, if that's the view, maybe it's to take over the, like, cause they, like you said, it's like there's the share button, but they don't have something like have a object or a console in gaming yet.
Right. This is, I you know, it makes me wonder. You know, Xbox Live has their own. Basically, Xbox Live is kind of becoming a social platform where you can connect with friends and follow people and all that kind of stuff. Maybe they integrate Facebook into how you, like, your friends list. You don't have a gaming friends list or an Oculus Rift friends list.
It's just your
your Facebook friends.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, Facebook has also, like, delved into gaming before, like with Facebook games and things like that. But that didn't really, like, that didn't pan out.
Yeah. That was just basically. Well, I mean, it panned out for some of the developers. I think they made a lot of money. But it, you know, things like Farmville and Mafia Wars and all kind of stuff. Like, that kind of stuff just never evolved beyond just casual gaming. While they probably did make money for the developers, you know, I think, who did Mafia Wars? Was it Zynga? I mean, they're still around.
Yeah, Zynga makes, like, does a lot of things.
You know, so, like, that was profitable.
Yeah.
But they weren't deep experiences. They weren't, like, play with your friend experiences. Mm-hmm. They were very shallow. I'm just gonna bug everybody with my invites.
Yeah, I'm gonna request that you send me, like,
I better not start getting
Farmville
50 Oculus Rift notifications on my Facebook page every day.
I feel like you're gonna get the Oculus Rift, and then also after this podcast, I feel like every listener is going to go and, like, request you on Google as well. Like,
on
Google Plus, they're gonna ask you to be in their circle.
I will not. They will be disappointed. But that would be awesome if all of a sudden I had, like, 100 more notifications on Google Plus.
Yeah, you know, I feel like that would get you involved at least. You know, it would at least get you annoyed enough to, like, respond to some of them.
Right.
So as far as the Oculus Rift goes, like, I mean, what? I just don't understand, like, why Facebook even in the first place wants to get into virtual reality. if not to do something like a virtual reality, like I said, it's like Zuckerberg wants to come and give you a virtual hug somehow.
Right.
You know, it's like he wants those experiences to be, you know.
Well, the larger question is beyond all these, like, what are they going to do with it? You know, like, how is it going to integrate into their platform,
yeah,
social media, you know, implications? Is like the bigger question is, how is this going to affect the platform and the games that are going to be on it? And like, we already have Minecraft's not on it anymore.
Right.
So he's bailing.
Yeah.
And that's just, I will say, I think that's a little premature.
That is a little bit premature.
Just saying, hey, although, you know, like, if you just don't have a good feeling about something, you don't have a good feeling, you know,
yeah,
like,
just bail on it.
Yeah. And,
but then again, it's like, it's going to have a lot more funding. Like, up until this point, the Oculus Rift has had, like, it's been weird frame rates. It's had, like, varying results. Like,
yeah, they've had investors, and the tech isn't entirely still there. Like, people still have, get sick,
yeah,
like, in it.
People, like, puke on it, you know?
And it's mainly because, like, the refresh rate and the, frame rate need to be
higher.
High enough that won't happen.
Yeah, you know? High enough to trick your brain into thinking that it's real,
right?
As opposed to your brain's trying to justify what's going on in the real world with what you're seeing and hearing.
Right.
It's like all those spatial things that would make you sick. And so it's like, I feel like with the new investment, like with the new money, with Facebook's, you know, billions of dollars, that going into it, it probably will end up as a better device than it was like last year.
They do have a lot of developers, a lot of people, you know, like resources that they could share with Oculus
and a
Rift.
Lot of people that know what they're doing, a lot of masters of the yeah, coding craft.
And there's nothing wrong with, you know, like Zuckerberg and his crew saying, hey, we like this piece of tech and we're going to buy it. And,
right,
you know, like, I mean, whenever, you know, Microsoft didn't have a console for years, now they had, you know, PCs, which, mm-hmm, you know, or developed Windows, not, they didn't develop the hardware, but, you know, that. So it wasn't as big of a leap, I guess. But, you know, they hadn't had a console before, and look where they've gotten, you know?
Yeah.
So.
And so, I mean, I feel like also, like you said before, it's like they didn't mess with, like, Instagram, and they haven't messed with some of the other things that they've bought. So, like, just automatically assuming the worst in this situation isn't necessarily even, like, the best reaction. I guess it was just, I was just shocked that a social media site is now in virtual reality gaming.
Yeah. I mean, who expected that?
No, not me. Maybe he just, like, played it and liked it.
Maybe.
You know?
Maybe they wanted to be bought. Who knows? Maybe they needed more funding. And
that's
they,
probably
they wanted to be bought
accurate.
Out, and they were the either highest or only bidder.
Right. I mean, well, $2 billion. If somebody approached you and said, hey, we want your thing for $2 billion.
I'll give them my thing.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's like, come on, you know? That's $2 billion more than you have today.
Yeah. So I'm excited. You know, like, we have... And this is what I think is going to happen for the future. You know, like, we have Oculus Rift. It's supposed to, it'll be coming out within the next couple of years.
Yeah.
It might even be.
Like, some people have them in their hands. Like, some people have, like, the current versions and things.
Right.
In their
hand. Well, like, those aren't, like, publicly
right,
released.
Like,
though.
We couldn't buy them.
Right. The cool thing is that Sony and Microsoft are developing their own versions. And I assume that they are sitting back and waiting to see how Oculus Rift does,
right,
before they push their own device out.
I gotcha. And there was one other thing that I wanted to make you mentioned that Zuckerberg doesn't like Google necessarily,
yeah,
or Google Plus.
I mean, why would he?
So my thing is, it's like, and this isn't even in the same realm of like devices, but it's like they're coming out with the Google Glass. It's a you know, glasses and a screen. Could this be used in some way to be a competitor with Google Glass?
I mean, it's possible. Those are two completely different devices. You know, Google Glass is, you know, paired to
your phone,
your Android phone, and
right,
can access the internet and stuff like that. And I guess the Oculus could be reworked to do that. You know, you just take some of the components and put it on a little screen up here on some glasses. I mean, it's a good way for them to enter that space and get some tech, some glasses tech,
yeah,
that they can possibly use. But, like, the purpose is different.
Right.
You know,
Google exactly.
Glass, the purpose of Google Glass is different from the purpose of Oculus Rift.
I still don't necessarily understand the purpose of Google Glass.
Right.
Well, in the first place.
It would also be a shame to see, you know, Facebook buy Oculus Rift just for the sole purpose of repurposing
right,
its tech into a competitor for Google Glass.
Agreed. So I'm like, again, it's like those are like kind of night and day things, but it's like I just wanted to throw that out there, make that like comparison, like where it's, you know, a competitor that could get into that marketplace. It's a headset. That's
yeah,
about where the similarities end.
It'll be cool. So. Like, it'll be interesting. I could imagine Oculus being at E3. Like, they will be at E3,
of course,
I would assume. And we might learn more then, and we'll see where we're at.
For sure.
For everything else involving Oculus Rift and video games, stay tuned to stayontargetpodcast.com. You can find us both on Twitter. It's ChrisWright250.
JohnWright777.
We also do Arrow on Target podcast every Wednesday. We post, or we shoot that live on YouTube.
Yeah.
And we post it later that night. We also have a podcast. You can find that in the iTunes store. This is part of our Stay on Target podcast.
Yep.
You have John's comic run. Plenty of stuff.
I do. There's a lot. Just go to stayontargetpodcast.com, peruse the site, look it around, you know, yep. All that sort of thing.
Yep. Well, that's it for the next... Wait. Are we... Is next week
I think it is.
Captain America?
I think it is.
Let's look.
We need to look this up.
See who gets it first.
Oh my gosh.
We're going to do something fast.
Siri, when does Captain America Winter Cheater. Soldier come out?
Cheater. Nope, I think it's the week after.
Oh, dude.
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, there we go.
What day? April 4th. It is next week.
April 4th.
Next week, we're going to have a review. My brain cannot think. A review of Captain America, The Winter Soldier. That'll be on our main podcast, Stay on Target Podcast. So, yeah. Until next time, we'll see you right here on
Stay on Target.